Well, good morning. It is April 9th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading on the 99th day of 2022. One more day. Tomorrow is the 100th day. And so that's really quite the feat for all of us. Reading through the scriptures throughout the year, 100 days, if you've been with me. You've been in the Bible every single day for 99 days, but tomorrow 100 days. And so stick with it, and we'll continue to press on throughout the rest of the year with our daily Bible reading. But that said, today we're going to be picking up in Leviticus 13, Psalms 15 and 16, Proverbs 27, and we're going to start the book of 2 Thessalonians today, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. So let's get in the Word. Leviticus chapter 13. If I can find the right page. Leviticus 13. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, saying, when a man shall have in the skin of his flesh arising a scab or a bright spot, and it be in the skin of his flesh like the plague of leprosy, then he shall be brought unto Aaron the priest, or unto one of his sons the priest. The priest shall look on the plague in the skin of the flesh, and when their hair in the plague is turned white, and then the plague in the sight be deeper than the skin of his flesh, it is a plague of leprosy, and the priest shall look on him and pronounce him unclean. If the bright white spot be white in the skin of the flesh, and in the sight be not deeper than the skin, and the hair thereof be not turned white, then the priest shall shut up him that hath the plague 7 days. And the priest shall look on him the seventh day, and behold, if the plague in his sight be at a stay, and the plague spread not in the skin, then the priest shall shut him up 7 more days. And the priest shall look upon him again in the seventh day, and behold, if the plague be somewhat dark, and the plague spread in the skin, the priest shall pronounce him clean. It is but a scab, and he shall wash his clothes and be clean. But if the scab spread much abroad in the skin, after that he hath been seen of the priest for his cleansing, he shall be seen of the priest again. And if the priest see that, behold, the skin or the scab spreadeth in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a leprosy. When the plague of leprosy is in a man, then he shall be brought unto the priest, and the priest shall see him, and behold, if the rising be white in the skin, and it have turned the hair white, and there be quick raw flesh in the rising, it is an old leprosy in the skin of his flesh, and the priest shall pronounce him unclean, and shall not shut him up, for he is unclean. And if a leprosy break out abroad in the skin, and the leprosy cover all the skin of him that hath the plague, from his head even to his foot, wheresoever the priest looketh, then the priest shall consider, and behold, if the leprosy hath covered all of his flesh, he shall pronounce him clean that hath the plague, it is all turned white, he is clean. But when raw flesh appeareth in him, he shall be unclean, and the priest shall see the raw flesh and pronounce him to be unclean, for the raw flesh is unclean, it is a leprosy. Or if the raw flesh turn again and be changed into white, he shall come unto the priest. The priest shall see him, and behold, if the plague be turned into white, then the priest shall pronounce him clean that hath the plague, he is clean. The flesh also, in which even in the skin thereof was a boil and is healed, in the place of the boil therefore be a white rising, or a bright spot white and somewhat reddish, and it be showed to the priest, and if when the priest seeth it, behold, it be lower than the skin, and the hair thereof be turned white, the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a plague of leprosy broken out of the boil. But if the priest look on it, and behold, there is no white hair therein, and if it be not lower than the skin, but be somewhat dark, then the priest shall shut him up for 7 days. And if it spread much abroad in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a plague. But if the bright spot stay in his place and spread not, it is a burning boil, and the priest shall pronounce him clean. Or if there be any flesh in the skin whereof there is a hot burning, and the quick flesh that burneth hath a white bright spot, somewhat reddish or white, then the priest shall look upon it, and behold, if the hair in the bright spot be turned white, and it be in the sight deeper than the skin, it is a leprosy broken out of the burning, and wherefore the priest shall pronounce him unclean, it is the plague of leprosy. But if the priest look on it, and behold, there is no white hair in the bright spot, and it be no lower than the other skin, but be somewhat dark, then the priest shall shut him up for 7 days, and the priest shall look upon him the seventh day, and if it be spread much abroad in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean, it is the plague of leprosy. And if the bright spot stay in his place and spread not in the skin, but it be somewhat dark, it is a rising of the burning, and the priest shall pronounce him clean, for it is an inflammation of the burning. If a man or a woman have a plague upon the head of beard, then the priest shall see the plague, and behold, if it be in sight deeper than the skin, and there be in it a yellow thin hair, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a dry skull, even a leprosy, upon the head of the beard. And if the priest look on the plague of the skull, and behold, it be not in sight deeper than the skin, and that there be no black hair in it, then the priest shall shut up him that hath the plague of the skull 7 days. And in the seventh day, the priest shall look on the plague, and behold, if the skull spread not, and there be in it no yellow hair, and the skull be not in sight deeper than the skin, he shall be shaven, but the skull shall he not shave. And the priest shall shut up him that hath the skull 7 days more. And in the seventh day, the priest shall look upon the skull, and behold, if the skull be not spread in the skin, nor be sight deeper than the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him clean, and he shall wash his clothes and be clean. But if the skull spread much in the skin after his cleansing, then the priest shall look on him, and behold, if the skull be spread in the skin, the priest shall not seek the yellow hair, he is unclean. But if the skull be in his sight at a stay, and that there is a black hair grown up therein, the skull is healed, he is clean, and the priest shall pronounce him clean. If a man also, or a woman, having the skin of their flesh bright spots, even white bright spots, then the priest shall look, and behold, if the bright spots in the skin of their flesh be darkish white, it is a freckled spot that groweth in the skin, he is clean. And the man whose hair is fallen off his head, he is bald, yet he is clean. And he that hath his hair fallen off from the part of his head towards his face, he is a forehead bald, yet is clean. And if there be in the bald head or bald forehead a white reddish sore, it is a leprosy sprung up in his bald head or his bald forehead. Then the priest shall look upon it, and behold, if the rising of the sore be white, reddish in the bald head, or in the bald forehead, as the leprosy appeareth in the skin of the flesh, he is a leprous man, he is unclean, the priest shall pronounce him utterly unclean, the plague is in his head, and the leper in whom the plague is, the clothes shall be rent, and his head bare, and he shall put on a covering upon his upper lip, and shall cry, unclean, unclean. And all the days wherein the plague shall be in him, he shall be defiled, he is unclean. He shall dwell alone, without the camp shall his habitation be. The garment also that the plague of the leprosy is in, whether it be a woolen garment or a linen garment, whether it be in the warp or in the woof or linen or of the woolen, whether in the skin or in anything made of the skin, if the plague be greenish or reddish in the garment or in the skin, either in the warp or in the woof or in anything of the skin, it is a plague of leprosy and shall be shown unto the priest. The priest shall look upon the plague and shut up it that hath the plague for 7 days. And he shall look on the plague of the seventh day, if the plague be spread in the garment, either in the warp or in the woof or in the skin or in any work that is made above the skin, the plague is a fretting leprosy. It is unclean. He shall therefore burn that garment, whether warp or woof, in woolen or in the linen or anything of the skin wherein the plague is, for it is a fretting leprosy. It shall be burned in the fire. And if the priest shall look and behold, the plague be not spread in the garment, either in the warp or in the woof or in anything of the skin, then the priest shall command that they wash the thing wherein the plague is, and he shall shut it up 7 days more. The priest shall look on the plague after that it is washed, and behold, if the plague have not changed his color, and the plague be not spread, it is unclean, and thou shalt burn it in the fire. It is fret inward, whether it be bare within or without. And if the priest look, and behold, the plague be somewhat dark after the washing of it, then he shall rend it out of the garment, or out of the skin, or out of the warp, or out of the woof. And if the appearance still in the garment, either in the warp or in the woof, or in anything of the skin, it is a spreading plague, and thou shalt burn that wherein the plague is with fire. And the garment, either warp or woof, or whatsoever thing of the skin it be, which thou shalt wash, if the plague be departed from them, then it shall be washed the second time, and shall be clean. This is the law of the plague of the leprosy, in the garment of the woolen or the linen, either in the warp or the woof, or any thing of the skins, to pronounce it clean, or to pronounce it unclean. That was Leviticus chapter 13. Oof. Let's move on over to the book of Psalms. Picking up in Psalm 15 today. Psalm 15, and we're going to do Psalm 15 and 16. Psalm 15, a psalm of David. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle, and who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is contempted, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord, and he that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent, he that doeth these things shall never be moved. Psalm 16, Miktam of David. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord. My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrow shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offering of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and of my cup, and thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places, and yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night season. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, and I shall not be moved. And therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in the hope, for thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. And thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Man, that was Psalms 15 and 16. Let's move on over to Proverbs 27. Proverb 27. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Let another man praise thee, and not thine own mouth, a stranger, and not thine own lips. Stone is heavy, and the sand weighty, but a fool's wrath is heavier than them both. Wrath is cruel, and anger is outrageous, but who is able to stand before envy? Open rebuke is better than secret love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. The full soul loatheth the honeycomb, but the hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. And as a bird that wandereth from her nest, so is the man that wandereth from his place. Ointment and perfume rejoice the heart, and so doth the sweetness of a man's friend by hearty counsel. Thine own friend and thy father's friend forsake not, neither go into thy brother's house in the day of the calamity, for better is a neighbor that is near than a brother far off. My son, be wise, and make my heart glad, that I may answer him that reproacheth me. Prudent man foreseeth the evil, and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. Take his garment that is surely for a stranger, and take a pledge of him for a strange woman. And he that blesseth his friend with a loud voice rises early in the morning, and it shall be counted a curse to him. Continue dropping in a very rainy day, and a contentious woman are alike. And whosoever hideth her hideth the wind, and the ointment of his right hand, which bewrayeth itself. Iron sharpens iron, and so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. And whoso keepeth the fig tree shall eat the fruit thereof, and so he that waiteth on his master shall be honored. As in water face answers to face, so the heart of man to man. Hell and destruction are never full, and so the eyes of man are never satisfied. As the fining pot for silver, the furnace of gold, so is a man to his praise. And though thou shouldest bray fool and a mortar among wheat with a pestle, and yet will not his foolishness depart from him. Be thou diligent to know the state of the flock, and look very well to thy herd, for riches are not forever. And doth the crown endure to every generation? The hay appeareth, and the tender grass showeth itself, and herbs of the mountain are gathered. And the lambs are for thy clothing, and the goats are for the price of the field. And thou shalt have goat's milk enough for thy food, for the food of thy household, and for the maintenance of thy maidens. That was Proverb 27. Proverbs 27. Let's move on over to our final reading today. We're going to start 2 Thessalonians, the book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 1 today for our final reading. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 1. Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians, in God our Father and the Lord Jesus, grace unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all together, each other, aboundeth, so that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that ye endure, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which ye also suffer, seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you, and to you who are troubled rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. And when he shall come to be glorified in the saints and be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. And wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasures of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and ye in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. That was April 8th Bible reading, our daily Bible reading for April 8th, 2022. So thank you so much for joining me again on this 99th day of Bible reading. Tomorrow is day number 100, and then I'm going to announce who has been sticking with me. And again, I got an awesome prize for you, which I will get to you as soon as I can. But that said, thank you so much for joining me. Let's continue to make our way through the Bible each and every single day. But why don't we go to the Lord in a word of prayer as we close. Father, thank you again for this word. Thank you so much, God, that we can open this book and just glean from its pages wisdom and history and ultimately the gospel of Jesus. Thank you so much for Christ. We thank you for his shed blood upon the cross of Calvary, God, that makes us adopted children into your family. Lord, help us to live like it today, I pray, starting with myself. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye, everybody. See you tomorrow morning on the 100th day of 2022. Bye now.